cold, it's sprinkling, rain.
And if it rains, just sort of all day, the slow rain.
We call that all day rain. Rained all day.
What if it's a real fine rain?
We call it a mist. Mist rain all day.
And you get up in the morning and can't see across the road. Say you had
foggy.
Okay, you say you had a heavy...
heavy fog.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say that you're having a...
dry weather.
Okay. Did you ever hear another name for that?
Drought.
Okay. Is there a difference? And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say that he's awfully... Did you ever say testy or touches?
Touches, yeah, he's awful touches.
Okay. And someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose their temper, you say that they're...
He's in good humor all the time.
Okay. And someone who's in good shape physically, you say he's big and...
He's big and healthy.
Or he's not weak, he's...
He's in good health.
And
strong.
Good, strong.
Okay. What about stout? Do you ever use that?
Yeah. Yeah, he's stout.
And someone who has a whole lot of money but really hangs on to his money, he'd be a...
Do what now?
Someone who has a lot of money but he really hangs on to his money.
He's tight.
Okay. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, he's just a common person. He just... common, I don't know what you...
It's not insulting to be called common?
No. Anyway, I don't know why it would be. If you're just a common person, you're just common, that's all.
And you'd say an older person who still gets around real well, has a lot of energy, you'd say that he's...
Well, I don't know what you say. He's in good health or something.
Did you ever say he's spry or peppy or?
Yeah, he's spry.
And if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's
pregnant.
Any other ways of saying that? Did it used to sound all right to say pregnant? Or do people try not to say that word?
No. That's all I ever know.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married, you call that child a...
Well, I don't know. I know too, but...
Legal, huh?
Did you ever hear bastard or woods cold?
Yeah. Woods cold, yeah. His wood's coat or a bastard, but I wouldn't want to call him that.
That sounds pretty bad.
That don't sound good. Call him a wood's coat would sound all right.
Uh-huh. Say if a boy has the same color hair and the same color eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
looks just like his father.
And something that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down, you'd call that a...
bed, a cradle,
or it's got wheels.
Oh, a little baby carriage.
Okay. And you put the baby in the carriage, and then you go out and what the baby?
Roll it, push it in there.
And a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, and he's not very good at preaching. What would you call him?
Well, now I don't know, because I don't know nothing about that. I wouldn't know what I'd call him.
What would you call a carpenter who's not very good at building things?
Jack Lee.
Okay. Would you ever use that about a preacher? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I ain't never heard nobody say nothing about that.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Huh?
What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Be your aunt.
And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
A little scared.
Or a little...
afraid.
Worried
about it.
You wouldn't feel easy about it. Say you felt
worried about it.
Okay. And a kind of a nut that, it's got, when it comes off the tree, it's got a sort of a yellowish or green covering on it that'll stain your hands. It'd be a black. Kind of a nut, it's either black or.
Walnut?
Huh?
Walnut?
Okay. What do you call that covering, that soft covering that comes off it?
Huh?
And the other covering that you crack?
That's a hug, too.